Rafael Franzen, the migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border front and center with separate visits today by President Biden and former President Trump. In Brownsville, the president was briefed on what's working to slow the influx of migrants and what's needed. He urged Congress to pass U.S. border funding, criticizing Republicans for voting it down in a bipartisan deal earlier.
The majority of Democrats and Republicans in both houses support this legislation. Until someone came along and said, don't do that, it'll benefit the incumbent. That's a hell of a way to do business in America for such a serious problem.
Former President Trump visiting Eagle Pass and blaming Biden for the migrant surge.
This is a Biden invasion over the past 3 years.
Congress set to take up border funding again as it tries to finalize spending bills. Today, the House passed a temporary measure that will avert a government shutdown. The Senate will vote next. Authorities say the smokehouse fire in the Texas Panhandle has claimed at least one life and charred nearly 1 million acres. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Wisconsin next week. She'll highlight the Biden administration's efforts to promote union job growth and apprenticeship programs while in Madison. Harris was in Waukesha County in January as part of a string of visits from top White House officials ahead of the presidential campaign. Electric buses are becoming more common in Wisconsin, but there's still a ways to go. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. She admits charging stations for buses require more infrastructure than for cars.
It definitely requires more equipment, may require transformer upgrades, and that is more costly.
Wisconsin got more than $25 million in federal support 2 years ago to replace 65 diesel school buses with electric ones. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Oshkosh residents will pay $35 a year per vehicle and will see an increase in water, sanitary sewer, and storm sewer costs after Common Council action last night. An ordinance to raise almost $4 million annually to fund road and sidewalk reconstruction was approved. Councilmember Michael Ford said this change in funding is needed because Oshkosh collects more in special assessments than any other city in the state.
We're an extreme outlier, and our current policy isn't working. We need to fix it.
Oshkosh residents will start paying the new vehicle registration fee starting July 1st. Voters in the 90th State Assembly District will elect a new representative this fall. Democrat State Representative Christina Shelton of Green Bay announces that she will not seek re-election. Shelton was first elected in 2020. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Packers restructure a player's contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. The Packers here meeting with players' agents have made a deal with linebacker Preston Smith to pay him more with incentives, but save $2 million off their salary cap. What other changes on defense? I spoke to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Not a ton. You know, I think, you know, this league's a 4-2-5 nickel league, but those conversations will be had over the next few weeks.
NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte to play the Hornets again. Milwaukee looking to go 4-0 after the All-Star break. Doc Rivers says they're doing better each day defensively. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-1 loss to the Cubs, but the crew auditioned 10 different pitchers, including J.J. Bukauskas, who struck out all three batters he faced. He's only given up one hit in camp so far. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's throwing the ball good. I remember him throwing the ball good last year at the end. He'll be in the major leagues this year at some point.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a clear sky and lows in the upper 20s. Sunny and warmer into tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. And continued warming into this weekend, sunshine and upper 50s for Saturday. Low 60s, partly sunny and windy Sunday. Right now it's 31.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, if I could find my grandma's recipe for grappa, maybe we could do that.
A moonshine?
Grappa.
Oh, grappa's not moonshine?
We don't like that term.
The Italians don't like the Kentucky or what?
And that's what it said on the arrest papers.
That's right.
You're one of the few guys I know that the grandma did time.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday, Friday Eve is... You know it, Dom. Happier, happy hour, as we all know it. Rolling into it. Looking forward to speaking with you, our fine audience. 844-967-2789. Thank you, Bill Press. Always a great guest. Been too long. A few noticed Bill struggles with the computer notifications. Our apologies. We made every effort to try and tutor our boomer friend Bill. And you know, the company is good, but the chimes are, you know, a little irritating. If it wasn't Bill, it'd be me. But in this case, it was Bill.
I think we need to, like, do a Zoom, share your screen, and I'll show you how to do it, Bill. That's what we need to do.
If you could get to that, and then when you're done with Bill, you could show me. also want to thank an earlier guest, Matt Rothschild, in the new expanded coverage. Don't be late to the party like Dom often is. Starting at 3 now, Devil's Advocates, just on WMDX 92.7 FM. But today I had Matt Rothschild, and Monday, the ultimate Wisconsin caucus insider, Chuck Walla. Chuck Walla is going to start at 3:30 Central Time and then join both you and I to start the 4 o'clock show that everybody gets to hear. So Monday, really? Chuck Walla in studio, and legislative maps, Dom. We're going to go case by case and do the math. I think there are a lot of Democratic pickups, and Chuck is like an inside baseball guy. He lives for this stuff. So, you know, if you want to get a little geeky about the optimism that we both feel about the prospects of a changing Wisconsin environment, maybe small D democracy lives again in our state.
At least in the state, if not in our federal government.
Well, you're welcome, but I can only control what happened here. You know, otherwise you got to give us a bigger microphone. You want us to change federal government? We're going to need a bigger microphone. But anyways,
we're going to need a bigger boat.
Dom, would you like to confess any sins, correct the record in any way, shape, or form? Are you happy to stand on all the statements you've ever made on the greatest radio show?
I have a confession to make. I don't believe in whatever you call sin. I'm not clear that you can ever really define it for me, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, I'm not talking so much about the word sin. What about the false reporting Here's another word for you. Defamation. You ever heard that one?
I heard that one, man. Fox News was convicted of that. Dominion voting system had to pay like $700-800 million, and they're being sued by Semantic. It's all semantics. Another voting machine company for up to $1 or $2 billion. So we'll see. I've heard the term.
Although I would point out they weren't convicted. They actually settled and, you know, acknowledged no fault, but paid $800 million in the settlement. No fault.
It's like Trump, you know, paying for not having sex.
Well, Dominic, here is what I find interesting. I want to start the happier happy hour here today. The White House making demands of Fox News very publicly, almost like setting the precursor to, you know, a defamation lawsuit, let's say. White House demands Fox News retract coverage of bribery allegations against Hunter Biden and the president. Yeah, this one's kind of falling apart on him, Tom. The White House is demanding that Fox News retract its coverage of bribery allegations against President Biden's son, Hunter, in the wake of the arrest, a key figure in the accusations against the Biden family, calling the allegations against Hunter Biden, and here's the quote, Tom, false. They're false. White House counsel, White House special assistant to the president, Ian Sams, blasted the network for covering claims of bribery against the president's son, both online and over its airwaves. In their words, Tom, aggressively. I'd say, Airwatch Hannity? Here's the quote. I would cite the number of times Jesse Waters and Sean Hannity promoted this allegation and made false statements about President Biden on primetime television throughout this time period. Although I feel like I'm saying it with, you know, more oomph than perhaps the spokesman did, Dom, but I read on. But the footnote citations would fill multiple pages, Sam wrote in his letter to Fox News top brass, which was obtained Thursday by The Hill. As you, of course, now know, the source of these allegations has been federally indicted for making the whole thing up. Despite this, Fox has taken no steps to retract, correct, or update its reporting on this false allegation from 2023. And the FBI informant at the center of the GOP's allegations against Biden, the vodka named Alexander Smirnoff, was indicted on Valentine's Day by federal authorities who say his claims about Biden came from Russian intelligence personnel. So I ask you, my little buddy who works in the public media like I do, FCC licensing and all that, is it enough just to say, well, that's my opinion? I've seen that one utilized, be it Tucker, be it Hannity. Formerly, O'Reilly used that one.
We say allegedly. We always say allegedly. There's always a qualifier, man. And come on, listen. Fox News lies. Let's just say that, okay? But I guess I'm a little unclear here. White House special counsel, special assistant to the president. And what's he going getting involved in a private citizen's situation? And he's talking about the number of times that Hannity and Waters made allegations of false statements about President Biden. Well, good luck, President Biden. You're not Hunter Biden. You're the president. You're a public figure. And if someone's going to go out there and say things and they report on it and give lift to the story, well, that's what they're going to do. The statement from Fox News, quote, Fox News Media, I call them Fox News lies. Fox News Media has reported on all key developments since the announcement that Alexander Smirnoff was charged with lying to the FBI, featuring the story prominently. We will continue to report on developments in all aspects of the ongoing investigations, hearings, and trials.
On the J6, Dom, you know, I personally took a little injury with that.
I got that.
Got my ass banned for pointing out their lack of coverage.
I'm not clear that the White House, which should be getting involved in the special assistant to the president and Hunter Biden's private case. If the White House's criticism is of, which they say here, against the president, again, I would cite the number of times Waters and Hannity promoted this allegation and made false statements about President Biden. Yada, yada, yada. You're the president. You're a public figure. Well, you're going to shut the media down? No, man. Even as bad as Fox News is, I'm not going to stand on that.
You're completely wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. I tell you, wrong. Did Donald Trump not lose a defamation case to E. Jean Carroll? He is a public figure who defamed another public figure in some way, shape, or form. She's a journalist. She's in the Big Apple. She's got a big notoriety, and she had written a book. So you could say, and he threatened to counter sue her, if you'll recall, and was unsuccessful in that action. But I'm saying, Dom, just because the president is a public figure doesn't mean you can besmirch him, put out falsehoods, and when new evidence comes to light, man, ignore it and not correct the record. You're setting yourself up for another defamation suit because you crossed the line to
When you quoted the comment article at the Hill, you totally missed off what Fox News said in response. I haven't watched Fox News. Fox News lies. But if they said that they've covered it, do you know if they covered it or not? That's what they're saying. The tape is out there.
Maybe let me ask you, Dom, when you put it on page one and then you put the correction on page 30,
you absolutely disregard is an executive branch going after the Fourth Estate. Do you think that's wise?
Yes. You're wrong on this. I keep saying it. Why don't you hear me?
But you're not articulating your reason. You're not.
I'm telling you the reason because they've defamed the man, and even as a public figure, you have the right to go out there either directly or through press representatives and say, correct the record, or I'm setting the table for a lawsuit. That's what they're doing here, man.
So they're reporting on Smirnoff's observations, which end up being lies, and they said they reported what Smirnoff told them were lies. You want them to go back and undo all the? Of course they're going to hammer on it, man. And if they go, and then they're going to say 400 times, yes, this is what happens. Biden crime family. Oh no, that guy lied. Oh, new reporting, that guy lied, and they move on to the next thing. It doesn't undo the constant barrage of the story, but if they acknowledge it, what are they supposed to say it 400 more times or 399? No, it wasn't true. What are you looking for, man?
I would like to see Hannity make some public acknowledgement. You know, carrying it through your news division. Yeah, I'm pretty damn clear because I'd have seen the tape. If Hannity had ever made a public concession that him or John Solomon or any of these guys got it wrong, yeah, I'd have played that tape for you, Dom. But they have not effectively retracted. Be like us going and saying something and then pointing at the news division of Civic Media and saying, well, they corrected the record, so we don't have to. No, why is Jesse Waters not correcting the record? Why is Sean Hannity not correcting the record? And you can tell me because Fox News lies. I get that part. And they got sued, and they settled for $800 million. And I'm waiting for Hunter Biden to freaking sue
him. Of the United States. And they said
Hunter Biden. What about Hunter Biden? Does Hunter Biden not have the right to publicly go out there and certainly try to clear his record? He's been dragged into a public impeachment of his father.
If you think you got a case, bring the case. But I'm going to be very leery of an executive branch trying to come down on journalism, man. Even as shoddy as Fox News journalism is, because the next guy could be Donald Trump. I'm sorry, man. I'm going to err on the side of caution. If Hunter Biden's got a problem, go after him. Absolutely.
So no public statements, man. Like Donald Trump never targeted the media. And I'm not clear that this is an unfair assessment by the White House, man. If somebody lied about me and I'm correcting the record, or I want them to go on the air as forcefully and correct the record as they went and called me a criminal, a corrupt bastard.
Good luck.
Well, I'm at least going to make it a public issue for the devil's advocates to discuss on the greatest radio show ever. Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban. letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Lines are jammed up. We're going to go there next. You could be in the queue at 844-967-2789.
The topic of the moment, at least. Fox News out there besmirching our president, Joe Biden. The White House has called on them to retract their earlier stories because they sure as hell did call him a corrupt criminal. They utilized Russian intelligence through the mouthpiece of House Republicans.
Ron
and
Johnson
continuously
said, we played the sound the other day, man, that Joe Biden's like a mafia don. He's the head of the Biden crime family. Are you suggesting that perhaps then, what, the President Biden goes through Senator Johnson?
I am suggesting that a news organization has a higher standard. And if this news organization has gone out there and will not correct the record, as they're being asked to do by the White House, I would say this is setting the table. Whether or not it's meritorious, whether or not it's successful, doesn't mean they're not setting the table for a lawsuit. And if I were Joe Biden, and I had the benefit of the best lawyers, and I wasn't sitting on a $454 million, you know, albatross like the other guy, I might go after Fox News on this and force them to do the right thing. And I think eventually they would, because they're not going to want to pay another $800 million. Their lawyers are busy with the Smartmatic lawsuit.
They can, the Fox News will justifiably stand behind their reporting because that's what the liar Russian Fed agent told them. And that's all they got to do.
And
they
you may think have that's justifiable? And
I'm not saying I don't think it's justified. I think it's wrong. But that's why I don't watch Fox News. But I'm not going to suggest that the government of the United States, the executive branch, sue a news organization because they reported on some things that ended up not to be true.
I didn't say the executive branch had to sue them, but I do think that Joe Biden.
You said Joe Biden as a person, as an individual, not as president?
Sure.
I'm unclear. What are you proposing here, Mike? I don't know what you're talking about.
The president's a person as well, is he not? Does he have the right not to be defamed?
What is your advocation for Joe Biden?
What's that?
What is your advocation for Joe Biden?
Keep doing what you're doing in this regard. Force Fox News to either publicly embarrass themselves further and show what a charade of a news organization they are, or they can go out and do the right thing and force their evening host, the very ones attributable to these false stories, they can have those guys correct the record. If it was Dom and Crute, the devil's advocates, I wouldn't ask the morning news guy. I wouldn't have our buddy Nate here giving on the 6 o'clock newscast a correction.
Standards. We have some character. We have some credibility. I wouldn't do that as well. But this is Fox News, man. It's Fox Lies.
Well, they call it lawfare for a reason, don't they, Dom? 844-967-2789. Dana up in God's country. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Dana.
Good afternoon, devils. How you doing?
Excellent.
Awesome.
What a beautiful day. Say, you know, I agree. The president, I got no problem with him calling out Fox and, exposing it. And,
sure.
You know, trying his best to correct the record. But in order to sue, I think, you know, you'd have to prove that Fox knew this guy was a liar. If you can find those emails back and forth. Right.
Well, didn't they have that information from Lev Parnas? This very witness was discredited in 2019 by Lev Parnas, a guy that they found otherwise credible on Fox News, and they utilized Lev Parnas, but they've been using this bunk information since 2019 to try and hold it against Joe Biden.
I'd love to see him find the emails, but back and forth between Jesse and Sean and Comer and Jordan and this fake witness and them all talking about it, because you know they were. So those emails are there. Find them, and then maybe we could sue.
Yeah, well, certainly, if there's a proven conspiracy, Dana, that's a whole nother story. But I don't know that that's going to be the case. I appreciate the call, man. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going. Keith from Middleton, you're up. Welcome, Keith. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. I have to say that I don't think that I'd be very comfortable at all with the executive branch. And I know Biden, as a human being, has the rights to do that. I just don't see that would be viable.
Even if it's Fox News, man, can't we look for our pound of flesh with Fox News, Keith?
Kick them when they're down, Keith.
You know what? I loathe them as nothing else on this planet other than maybe Donald Trump. But there's you know, the old slippery slope, you know what I mean? And I hate that phrase, too, but it is what it is. And I just... There's something to be said for the First Amendment, you know, and even if he says he was sorry or whatever, or didn't say he was sorry or whatever, it's not something that I would be comfortable with our government saying, "I'm sorry, you have to be, closed down for lying." It's like that.
Well, no one is taking their broadcast license, but if one seeks financial penalty because one has been defamed by a news organization and they've been offered the right to correct the record and they don't do so, I'm not saying you take Fox News's license.
Hang on. Your position is that although the news guys in the morning, may have done it, but it wasn't Hannity and Waters, that doesn't satisfy you.
It does
not. That's not good enough. But there are representatives from the Fox Lies channels that have apparently acknowledged it. So it may not be what you want, Crudy, but don't you think that would hold up at a court of law? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not
going to get Jesse Waters to say it at the exact same time, 3 months later that, he was wrong because someone else did it. Someone else addressed it. It wasn't good enough for Crudy.
So you reported on the first page and you correct the paper on page 30. Yes. And that's all good for you. And you think that's all equitable.
That's good for me. That's not good for me. But I don't think that holds up at the court of law, number one. On individuals alone, let alone the dramatic move to try to have a president of the United States use the executive branch to go after a media corporation. I mean, it sounds something like Trump would like to do.
Again, I didn't say he should go after a media corporation.
So what are you saying, Michael?
Well, it's a moving target sometimes with me because I hadn't clarified the thought, but I did know it was bad. And I agree. I'm spitballing here.
Yeah.
I think that Joe Biden should continue to pressure through public statements using the bully pulpit.
Certainly.
And sure. I would remind you, Dom, once upon a time, there was a fairness doctrine. There was also something in radio called the Zappel Doctrine. And the Zappel Doctrine said, effectively, when your license comes due, and I believe it's every 8 years, you have to renew your station's licensure. And if you're not serving the public, you could lose your license once upon a time through Zappel Doctrine. And there was a lady that challenged two of the right-wing talk radio outfits in Milwaukee at the time, WTMJ and WISN. And they defended themselves in differing ways. One of them effectively said, we can say whatever we want. We can lie because the First Amendment gives us permission to do so. And the other one said effectively, if I understood it, well, we're not a credible news source. So you can't believe us when we say something, and no one in our audience would possibly believe this sort of crap that we dish out to them each and every day. And neither of those complaints against their licensure were upheld, and both were renewed. And therefore, there's tons of righty-whitey talk radio still on the airwaves. But you found better. You're listening to the greatest radio show ever. Be a part. Argue with us. 844-96-PARTY.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A conservative law firm is asking the universities of Wisconsin to end their race-based awards and fellowships. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty claims the Board of Regents 2024 Diversity Awards are unconstitutional because they leave some students out. Will says the UW is ignoring a U.S. Supreme Court ruling to end race-based programs. The search for a missing 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers is in its second week. Elijah Vu's grandmother made an emotional plea at a press conference Tuesday.
I want everybody to continue to help us to look for my grandson.
The police chief in Two Rivers says he's very concerned that Elijah Vu has been missing for this long. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Police in Two Rivers say more tips and information are coming in about missing Elijah Vu following a $15,000 reward now offered by the FBI. Volunteer searchers combed several areas around Manitowoc County yesterday. Elijah has been missing since Tuesday of last week. Law enforcement is still asking for the public's help. Oshkosh residents will pay $35 a year per vehicle and will see an increase in costs for water, sanitary sewer, and storm sewer. An ordinance approved by the Common Council last night will raise almost $4 million annually to fund road and sidewalk reconstruction. Councilmember Michael Ford said while the wheel tax is getting the most attention, the utility cost increases will be the most beneficial for the city.
Because it covers more of our costs, it's an area where we'll probably see more volatility compared to the VRF.
Oshkosh residents will start paying their new vehicle registration fee July 1st. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. In an appearance on Joe Rogan's podcast, trust fund kid Robert James Ritchie, also known as Kid Rock, cleared the air about his feud with Bud Light after the company used Dylan Mulvaney, a trans influencer, in a Bud Light ad. Rogan asked the tough question, what's it like being the dude that took out Bud Light? Robert James says he was just having fun when he fired a gun at several cases of Bud Light, none of which were armed and therefore not fighting back. Gutsy. It kind of bothers me that I like the song Picture. If you can't get enough Taylor and Travis, be sure to check out TMZ's special, Taylor and Travis, The Ultimate Love Story. The New York Post reports that Dr. Phil weighs in on the famous couple's relationship, surmising that if they don't take time out from their busy schedules to spend time together, it could harm their relationship. So basically, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's relationship has the same issues every couple raising three kids and working multiple jobs has. Brilliant insights, Doctor. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a clear sky and lows in the upper 20s. Sunny and warmer into tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. And continued warming into this weekend, sunshine and upper 50s for Saturday. Low 60s, partly sunny and windy Sunday. Right now it's 31.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through a Friday Eve. That makes it Thursday. Happier happy hour. Little argumentative, my little buddy is. He gets that way when he's wrong. But let me give you a little more context. And then
okay. Oh, yeah. You had time to think about your position over the break. All right, good.
I Please. Had time to, let's say, research. It's worth the Google. No, the statement of Lev Parnas, right? I alluded to the fact that Lev Parnas had already given prior, had disputed these claims. They were trying to cite him as a source. He disputed these claims. In fact, in July of 2023, former Giuliani associate urged Comer, James Comer, over on the House impeachment side to abandon the Biden investigation. And Dom, I'm going to try to keep this short, sweet, and persuasive. So hang on, buddy. Here's a little bit. Axios, my source. In another blow to House Oversight Chair James Comer, probe into the Bidens in Ukraine, former Rudy Giuliani associate Lev Parnas wrote a scorching letter claiming there is simply no merit for the investigation. Why it matters? Parnas, a Ukrainian-American businessman, was a central figure in the former President Trump's first impeachment investigation over efforts to pressure Ukraine into investigate the Bidens. You recall that? With all due respect, Chairman Comer, this is quoting Lev, the narrative you are seeking for this investigation has been proven false many, many times over by a wide array of respected sources. There is simply no merit to investigating this matter any further. He goes on to write, please abandon this effort to investigate the Bidens, which is nothing more than a wild goose chase. Parnas also offered to testify under oath in Congress on the issue. Now, don't forget, Parnas was sentenced to 20 months in prison for campaign finance crimes and pled guilty to wire fraud charges. But here's what he said. Parnas laid out a detailed timeline of Giuliani's attempts to malign the Biden family with allegations of corruption related to Ukraine, as well as his close involvement in those efforts. Let's not forget, this all stems from Rudy, right? He claimed to have been in the room with key players, communicating frequently with Giuliani and often interpreting between the Ukrainian and English languages. And here's the part I want you to listen to, little buddy. This, again, from Lev Parnas.
The convicted felon. Okay, please continue.
The key witness in this matter. The truth is that everyone, from Giuliani and the BLT team to Devin Nunes and his colleagues, to the people at Fox News, knew that these allegations against the Bidens were false. This was in the public record. They were telling these investigators this publicly in public statements last year, Dom. And it was all discarded.
They were fighting to get the FBI file released, whatever the form is, basically an intake form. When people tell you something, you write it down. It's not verified. It's not anything. But that's the Republicans in Congress went after that. And if you're suggesting, oh, my goodness, is it possible the Republicans knew that this was bunk? Knew that, we talked about this a long time ago. You plant something in, you go after it later. Giuliani, Lev Parnas, the whole Trump Ukraine, do me a favor, though, was all about digging up dirt on Biden's, right? This is a concerted effort, and this is how it eventually evolved. So how does this pertain to Crudy, President Biden, as an individual, perhaps, suing Fox News?
One final statement from Parnas. There has never been any factual evidence, only conspiracy theories spread by people who knew exactly what they were doing. And by the way, the text line is lit up with people that say Crudy's right. They're the good they're the good Americans. I agree with those people that agree with me.
Wait until there's a new chief executive and worry about it. Tell me, come back to me then. 844-967-2789. You got any more on this, Curtis? We'll go to the
No, Trump absolutely had the largest inauguration crowd ever.
ever. And I'm not suggesting that you know, the president does not go after people when they're wrong. He has the bully pulpit. He is the president. How many times do we hear Donald Trump point at us and say, you're fake news? You know what I mean? So there is a precedent.
Well, more at you than me.
I'm not against that per se, ah, but when you start talking about journalism and reporting and government, you know, those are very scary intersections. And I think we need to be super careful on what we advocate. We might be on the receiving end of that. Because, of course, if it was us, Crudy, you're right. We sit here and say, oh, my God, this guy was lying his ass off. I'm so sorry, audience, because I care about what you hearing, what I'm telling you. I it matters to me that what I'm telling you is true, or at least it's my opinion, and I believe it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you something that is for a political end cause. I have something I'm trying to get out of this. I mean, I don't believe that we would do that. We would correct the record. Personally,
well, we would, but we're not Jesse Waters or Sean Hannity. Let me correct you. The text record is this. First and foremost, Andrew from Verona says, calling Fox News a news organization, a stretch. He also texts in, they'll just say it was all opinion. We, the listener, should know better. Well, that's your opinion, Dom. So I'm going to categorize Andrew in your camp. But here's my camp. Luke from the south side of Chicago says, go, Crudy, you're right. Here's another one. I'm with Crudy. Texted into the WMDX line. I think slander and libel laws are too lax when it comes to public figures. The integrity of our information sources should be held to a high standard, just as the leader in all institutions should be. Get the story correct and don't get cute with the hyperbole. Well, slow down there. I like a little hyperbole on the side. Just the facts, ma'am. Well, you know, facts and a little entertainment. Opinion. Here's another one. Andrew from Verona again. He says, Crudy, corrections are never published on the front page. You know, if you get it wrong enough and the court says you must. Another one, Lynn, who also gave me great directions for pie the other night, but I was in a hurry, Lynn. I didn't get the pie. Crudy, I'm with you on this one. Fox is not a news station. And one more, a new one. Fox also has a history of changing its transcripts to say something different than what the host actually said on air. Where's the integrity in that fella?
Yeah, good luck legislating, suing for integrity. If there's defamation, if something rises to it, I absolutely encourage Hunter, maybe the president, Joe as an individual, you know, seek your justice. But I'm very cautious about the using the power of the government to go after a quote unquote, even a low, no reputation, quote unquote, news organization like Fox News. Because, you know, some might say that about us. Even if it's not true, they might say it.
844-967-2789. How dare they? Cam from Nina. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Okay. Hey, so first, back up a while ago, CJ said something about some woman that was killed by an illegal immigrant. I don't believe for a moment that he actually cares that someone died. I think that he's just like pushing his narrative. And no one at any news organization or radio station that's banned you is afraid of you. They would rather spank your bald head, but they can't because they can't reach through the phone lines. How dare you even try to compare Biden not doing anything about the border, quote unquote, to this poor woman dying when the same thing could have been said about all the school shootings that have been happening over the years. Ben, back to what you guys are arguing about. Crudy, you mentioned two cases at some point where one of them said that no reasonable person would argue that they are a news source.
Zappel Doctrine complaints against WTMJ and WISN. We happened to interview the person that had those complaints and nearly lost our ride that day at Heartless Media because they were the target of at least one of those Zappel Doctrine complaints.
Yeah, I am pretty certain that Fox themselves had used that same argument at some point, too. They said that they're not a news organization, but I can't say
I think they defended on one, Tucker Carlson in that way, like no reasonable person. No. Maybe it was Jeannie Pirro. I don't recall. Greg Gutfield, all five on the outnumbered, all of them. You can't trust any of them, Cam.
Not a news station.
Well, no, but if they're not a news station, then that means sue away. I don't care. I'm in agreement with you either way. Even if they are a news station, I'm sick and tired of growing up in a world where people have been too comfortable with saying all these horrible, horrendous things in the media all the time, inflating those backhanded or with doublespeak to go say even more worse things so they can say, well, we didn't technically say it. It was other people that said it. Look at Alex Jones. Why does that man exist? Why does he even exist? Why was he able to harass people for the Sandy Hook shootings and say that they were all actors? It doesn't make any sense. Like, these people need to be held accountable.
He was found guilty of that, right? I mean,
he defamed those families, and there was a huge civil liability. I think $1 billion. He's in bankruptcy in Texas, I believe, and he's tried to shield assets, but I still think they'll get some pound of flesh. Like, the Goldmans are still getting some pound of flesh out of OJ, but it's never going to be the judgment.
The families dropped the amount that he owes. They said that they don't want it at all. So he doesn't owe anything now that he's filed for bankruptcy.
Well,
thanks for the call, Cam. Not clear on that update, but certainly there has been consequence for those who go up and willingly lie. And if that's the case in Sandy Hook, and that was a very specific circumstance, okay, go after it. I'm down. But this is different than taking, I don't know, executive action of some sort. You know, I want to keep it within the framework of a president, the executive branch, the government of the United States, versus however you describe the Fox lies or the greatest radio show ever, because those things can certainly be great intentions to start with and then tumble entirely out of control.
Yeah, but if we made criminal allegations, used Russian information, Russian KGB information to besmirch a public figure and did so, called them a criminal and use that information.
Like Jim Jordan and Comer and Ron Johnson. I mean, are you suggesting that they should also then be somehow liable? I mean, how does that work? I mean, what is that? If it's against news organizations, why not people within the legislative branch?
Well, presumably the American voter is the accountability against the legislative branch.
Then if you're listening and watching the news, you could turn the channel. The marketplace is the ultimate voter for those folks. You know what I mean?
That's not supposed to be the standard. Ratings is not the standard for truthfulness. Just because people watch.
No, I get that.
Just because people are watching Fox News, that does not mean they didn't defame and lose a defamatory at least settlement.
Well, but then you bring the evidence and have the trial and go after it then. Then fine, sure. But
that's kind of what I suggested from the get-go. And he said, but I don't feel comfortable with that. Just keep defaming the president and calling him a criminal because the guy got elected.
But Ron Johnson called him the mob boss, the head of the Biden crime family. He's a Don, right? So
without offering any evidence or any specific credible anything, right? But Fox News pounds this.
He's relying on Fox News. Who's relying on Smirnoff? Who's relying on Rush Nation?
Yeah, but Fox News can. Maria Bartiromo at least did her job. She's got a source that's making that claim. And if Ron Johnson goes on Fox News and defames someone, he may expose himself just like Sidney Powell did, right? You can go defame someone on the platform, and the platform could also be liable, as we found in the prior lawsuits. But what I'm saying, dude, is sue them all, man. Fox News. Screw those guys. I hate those guys. I'm sick of people lying and not having ramification for lying, because we try awfully hard to get it right as often as possible.
Yes, we do.
Even in a breaking news environment, we correct the record.
If we have to.
So here's nothing but the truth. I'm the good-looking one. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls. One last segment. Let's have some fun. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Yeah!
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the line right now at 844-967-2789. Stick around, our pals from the Busted Pencils are coming up next.
Dominic, Fox News defended Tucker Carlson by basically saying he's not trustworthy. U.S. District Judge Mary Kay and Vice Cole, I'm sure that's not right, leaning heavily on the arguments of Fox lawyers. The general tenor of the show should then inform a viewer that Carlson is not, and here's from the ruling Dom, stating actual facts about the topics he discusses and is instead engaging in exaggeration and non-literal commentary. She wrote, Fox persuasively argues that given Mr. Carlson's reputation, any reasonable viewer arrives with an appropriate amount of skepticism about the statement he makes. Now, Weiskel is an appointee of President Trump, added whether the court frames Mr. Carlson's statements as exaggeration, non-literal commentary, or simply bloviating for his audience, the conclusion remains the same. The statements are not actionable. The Trump appointee to the court in that lawsuit said effectively, he lies all the time. Everybody knows that. So therefore, he's immune from defamation. I love that.
If you do it enough, then you become immune to it, right? I mean, I guess that's how it is. Like you get a callus. 844-967-2789. You got any more from that?
Well, there was a prior $10 million libel lawsuit filed by the owners of One American News Network against MSNBC's top star, Rachel Maddow, and it was dismissed in May of 2020 when this article was written, when the judge ruled she had stretched the established facts allowably. The context of Maddow's statement seems reasonable. Viewers would consider the contested statement to be opinion. So, you know, if I say it and I'm defaming or libelous, it's just my opinion, Dom.
That's why we say
no maliciousness intended at all. Sorry if you're offended because I've publicly besmirched you on the FCC regulated airwaves, but let's not sue about it.
Allegedly.
Yeah, that gives me it's the
magic word.
It's allegedly. Like the holy water from God, man. Allegedly. I hear allegedly we're going to the callers, Dom. I'd like to get to Mark from Sussex. I know he's a little more conservative than some. Mark, how you been? Welcome back.
Hey, Mark.
First of all, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. So, Crudy, according to your standard, then, shouldn't Donald Trump be able to sue CNN and MSNBC for the Steele dossier and all the false information?
I would love to deposition Donald Trump and be a lawyer or a fly on the wall in that deposition when Donald Trump sued over the virtues of the Steele dossier.
He would be required, if called, to testify, Mark.
Pardon?
He'd have to testify.
Pardon?
He would have to challenge the veracity and actually go under oath. And when there is some proof, and I realize the Steele dossier is publicly, they say it's been discounted, but has it?
No, he's suing CNN. and MSNBC for false lies, whatever you want
to,
whatever.
I know, but when we get to the discovery stage, Mark, they're going to depose the guy, and he's going to either lie through his teeth, perjure himself, or he's going to drop the suit, as he often does. Because talking about lawfare, this guy's been using litigation to try and...
All we're talking about is... No, all you were talking about is an apology. All you're talking about is an apology.
Did a correction of the record.
Did CNN, did they correct it?
Well, I would say CNN...
No, they didn't.
Well, when you can demonstrate to me that the veracity of the statements in the Steele dossier are not true, then I would see it from your point of view, Mark. But this Smirnoff guy has been charged federally because he lied about this very specific issue.
Both ways. You're playing it both ways there, Crudy.
Well, it's my show. I get to play it both ways. I can be hypocritical occasionally, can't I, Mark?
No, you can't.
Dom,
Mark, we look for consistency. We look for consistency.
No, I'm with you.
All right, let me ask you. Given the circumstances and what you've just explained your position is regarding the dossier, and I'm with Crudy. I'm not sure it's all been dismissed or discounted, but anyway, that's your position. Fine. Knowing where we're at right now with the facts that are out there regarding Smirnoff and Crudy's point on Fox News, then what do you think should happen? Do you think Donald Trump should be able to sue Steele? And do you think Biden should be able to sue or should sue Fox News?
I don't think either one of them have a case because, again, they're relying on sources. And the sources were false.
Okay, so but Mark, let me interrupt real quick. We have some other callers. What if they knew, Mark? What if Congress, Comer, these guys knew from Lev Parnas and others that this was bunk? The FBI said you can't trust this form. I mean, what if, Mark? Do you consider the possibility that Comer and Jim Jordan knew this was bunk, but they brought it anyway for political reasons? Is that okay with you?
No, and it wouldn't be the same with when I knew Hillary Clinton and all of the Democrats knew that dossier was BS as well.
Well, I don't want to relitigate that right now. I actually find it ironic that the underlying suit, the defamation that Tucker was accused with, they defended him by saying he's not credible. It was the Stormy Daniels case. And the fact that Tucker made false allegations that someone had approached and basically extorted Trump, and that was not the factual evidence. And we'll litigate that in the court of law on March 25th, the criminal court of law.
Yeah.
But thanks, Tucker, no longer with the Foxy News. Apparently, he's crossed one too many lines. 844-967-2789. I take it all back if you were considering litigation against this fine product, though. Wisco Paul, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, I'll make this. Yeah. Hi, Devils. I'll make this quick. Hey, Crudy, you win. I don't care what side you're on. If somebody runs you in the ground, I don't care if you're in office, out of office, or if you're running a news media, Fox isn't a news media, sue them. Man, straighten it out. You know, that's the bottom line. Crudy, today you're the winner. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, you're a winner just for listening, Paulie. Appreciate it,
I'm
fella.
I got cut off there, Paul. We didn't wait to hear the last part of it.
Did you hear the vice president coming to Madison next Wednesday? We'll
I saw that. What is
make
that
some
Wednesday?
Special plans. Yeah, we'll do something big.
All right.
Also got a dedicated billboard to encourage her to join us on the airwaves then. We encourage you all to tune in Friday, air the grievances. Thank you, Matt Rothschild. Thank you, Bill Press. Thank you all for listening. Chuck Walla on Monday, and maybe a surprise guest Friday, but no promises. I haven't booked them yet.
We'll see.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Maggie Dawn Show.
On Friday, you cannot miss my interview with Chef Leon of Milwaukee's Amelinda Restaurant.
Weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. They were in the same state, but hundreds of miles apart. President Biden and former President Trump on the Texas